I'm Kevin Willis for WKU Public Radio. From wildfires in the Northwest to hurricanes in the Southeast, science tells us that climate change is exacerbating extreme weather elements, and those extreme weather events are taking a toll on city budgets. The federal government and most states have been slow to act on climate change, but as Sydney Bowles reports, some Ohio Valley mayors are going green, that in a region that was long the fossil fuel capital of the country.
Worsening severe storms. A climate as hot as Montgomery, Alabama. Longer heat waves, lower air quality, more flooding. Those are just some of the predictions in a 2019 report showing how climate change is likely to affect Louisville, Kentucky in the coming decades. It's a sobering report, and one that Louisville is taking seriously.
We will tell you it's harder to do it all the time. It's not something you just, you know, go take a course on, flip a switch. Okay, we are good at this now.
Mary Ellen Wiederwall is the chief of Louisville Forward, the agency in the metro government that focuses on community and economic development. She says Louisville is committed to an 80% reduction in carbon emissions by 2050. Allison Smith works in the same office.
That is not fast enough. At the time, it was based on scientific goals, and that was pretty much the standard to meet the Paris Climate Agreement. Things have accelerated since then, so we recognize that we need to speed that up.
Of course, back in 2017, President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. But along with hundreds of other mayors across the country, Louisville committed to meeting the goals set in the agreement, at least within their own metro boundaries. And for a lot of these mayors, it's not just the principle of the thing. In the long run, they say, inaction is more expensive than action. Research has shown that worldwide, climate change work just at the level of individual cities could save as much as $17 trillion by 2050. Mayor Bill Petito of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, says extreme rainfall has meant extreme floods, and that has meant extreme damage to city infrastructure.
We had spent on average $1 million or less on landslides. We're now spending over $10 million on landslides.
Nan Whaley is the mayor of Dayton, Ohio.
In 2019, Dayton experienced tornadoes, dozens of them coming through the center city, something that didn't happen before until climate change.
Mayor Tito Brown of Youngstown, Ohio, says it's not enough to repair aging infrastructure. He has to replace it with stronger infrastructure that can withstand greater climate variability.
The dollars are getting smaller, but the innovation has to get larger.
Exactly how these mayors are prioritizing sustainability varies from city to city. Some mayors are offering incentives for businesses and factories to go solar. Some are switching city buses to electric vehicles, planting trees to disrupt heat islands, and changing old streetlights to more efficient LEDs. Now, with the coronavirus pandemic walloping city budgets, cost-saving sustainability measures are more important than ever. Mayor Whaley says it's her job to find opportunity in hardship.
The city, because of the budget issues, had to recently close two of our golf courses, and now we're looking at those for solar array.
In Louisville, climate activists say the city isn't doing enough. Allison Smith with the Brownfields program says cities could do more with stronger support from state and federal partners. But she says, even during a pandemic, there's no time to waste.
It is too late to put off climate change. We have to keep making those efforts now, and it will help us be prepared for the next shock that we have, whether that's a pandemic or a flood or, you know, whatever climate change brings us.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with the support of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.